We must stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Never mind.
Yeah,
I was hoping for a bigger copy.
No.
Okay. This is a time dedicated to public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak individually at public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of your presentation, it will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for June 12th?
I make a motion we approve the minutes for June 12th.
Do I have a second?
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Do we have an approval for anybody to approve the agenda for July 10th?
I make a motion we approve the agenda for July 10th.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We would love to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Fire Department.
Ed Smith, SMITH, he's silent. Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Month of June, 13 medical. One flighted out. We said goodbye to another one of our residents out here. On the fire side, we ended up with 4 fires, 1 structure, and 1 motor vehicle for that same one. Any questions for me? Any comments?
Anything on the 4th?
I believe there's an agenda item, and I will respect that agenda and wait for that topic to come up.
Okay.
Sure that. Thank you very much.
Is there anybody here from Metro? Yeah. There is. Just didn't recognize him without his uniform.
Officer Hoffman with Metro. Hendricks will be back next month. He's currently coming home from vacation. So, but we have nothing to report at this time unless you guys have any questions, reference anything going on in the valley. Or
we might later.
Yeah. Reggie, anyone?
What was happening over here? Were they filming something? Were they doing a film?
Good Springs?
Are you doing that? Or what?
Good Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Chinese TV show or web show or something.
Yeah.
So they're filming 8 months here in the Vegas Valley. They're doing like 2 weeks in Good Springs. They'll be moving, should be this week, down to Nelson's Landing.
Okay. Right. So they're not going to be tying things up too much longer?
No, they should be wrapped up in Good Springs this week, I believe.
I'll keep an eye on it because I'll be curious. They're using the Good Springs Community Center to stand in as a police station. So that should be kind of interesting to see.
I think they did that the other day.
They did that today. They were filming that today.
How long did they close the road for at the time? Because I've read a lot of complaints about the road being closed. And nobody being notified that the road was even going to be closed.
Which road are you referring to?
161.
Okay, the problem with 161 was they attempted to turn around the movie truck. It got stuck. Okay. It wasn't supposed to be closed.
Okay.
We cleared it as soon as we can, and we probably cleared it within 15 minutes.
Okay, good.
So I was one of the officers working that day, was highly frustrated myself. It just got stuck. It wasn't planned to be closed at all.
Right.
So it was one of those deals where it just happened.
Brand new truck driver.
The same vehicle said the same information out there. It was stuck and it wasn't closed and it didn't continue.
And the company has all the proper permits. They have an state filming permit, a Clark County filming permit. They've gone through all the proper channels to do what they're doing.
Well, and that was the thing. Generally, if that goes through, if the road is closed, we're usually notified it's going to be closed. That's why I was like, well,
and under
that explanation, it wasn't closed.
It wasn't closed. It was basically...
It was an accident.
Yeah. just like if there was an accident.
Right.
And under normal circumstances, they're normally allowed to close roads for 5 to 10 minutes to film and cause intermittent travel. It's not usually, you'll get notice if it's going to be permanently closed.
All right, okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Any other questions?
Thank you. Thank you. Now it's time to receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to do that. I didn't bring that. Run, 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 Alan, sorry.
She did. She said, you have to eat meat.
And I just said, all three of my bosses are here today, and I'm going to screw it all up, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, my boss over here, boss over there, and a boss over there. Okay.
Good job.
So, I think we're having a little dilemma with... I don't know if you all are aware that we had put in for, at the school, we put in for three phases of the school. You guys, I'm going to ask Ken and Debbie to correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not totally clear on this. So three phases. One was the gym, which we received. The other is the elementary school, which is in process.
Breaking ground in March.
Breaking ground in March, and the other one is the high school. But apparently, the high school is in jeopardy.
And the ball fields.
And the ball fields are in
jeopardy. The ball fields are at the elementary.
Okay, so the ball fields are still go. That's what I thought. Okay, so we really need your help. We need to fight for our school. We need to get the high school back on that plan and that agenda item to be heard from us. And I'm like, not a lot of people are here. But, so the building of the new high school is in jeopardy. It's going to the school board August 9th, 6 p.m., and it will be at the county commission office. So we're hoping to, and it, on 8:23, 5 p.m., they're going to cancel the plans to move forward. So that's something that we all worked really hard to get, and now they're canceling it. And it's from a, like a 1998 bond, so, and it was already approved through the school district, and now it's going to be canceled.
And other than the board meetings, we don't know what it's going to be. It's not on the agenda yet.
I've
heard it's probably going to show up in August.
Okay, so we want to make sure.
We just want to let people know.
So we maybe can do a big email on that. Plans are moving forward for the CCSD construction management to make a current classroom and middle school building into a high school science classroom with a vented hood. I guess we're going to end up keeping the Creech building, and that would become the middle school building, which is
too small.
It's not okay. Current middle school building will have to house the high school, which is very unfair because I don't know if any of you have been here since 19, whenever. I remember being a part of that. I think it was PTA. When we were in PTA, we all fought for the middle school wing, which is that back wing of the high of the school.
Yeah.
We fought for that for middle school. At the time, we didn't have a high school. So I think it's very unfair that we have to now move our high school in there because we're not going to get a high school. I don't think that's fair. We already worked for this. This is middle school. We already got approved for elementary. We already got approved. And now they're taking it away. And I don't think that's fair. Yes.
So
So when I was in high school and lived out here, there was no high school, so I went to Durango. And I remember a lot of my classmates dropped out because they didn't want to drive that far to school. And since there has been a high school here, our graduation rate has been almost 100%, correct? So can we use that to fight for...
Use this leverage.
You know.
We can try, but we also have to use voice. I mean, of course. That's what I'm saying. That's what got us it the first time. We had a lot of people talking. But I remember when we were talking about the plans, because Chris was principal at the time. Chris, myself, Ken, Don Haviland, Carolyn Edwards. Carolyn Edwards was big in getting all that together. We would go meet with Pat Skorkowski and talk about it. And then once it got, and you were there too. You went to the one meeting, you and Roy. Roy Shelton was a part of it. And getting all that taken care of. So it was approved. That's the problem. But now... We have also, just to let you know, Carol Edwards is terming out. So we need to also hopefully find out who's, I didn't even look who's the two people in the running. I didn't even.
It was a lady who came to our meeting and another lady.
Fox Miller.
Two ladies and another lady.
Edie? Is it Edie or no?
I don't think Fox Miller.
So we're going to have to look that up and find out who they are and maybe start talking to them about what their plans are for us, because this, I don't, this isn't fair.
They can just rescind it? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they can.
As long as it doesn't cover their kids.
It's all board approval. But if we get voice out there, I think that we can...
Well, I think Sandy Valley just going to lay down and die.
Well, and that's what happens every time, and we never do. So that's how we get things around here. We have to fight for it.
And all the other schools that were approved for their...
At the same time?
Or
the
same time, are already done.
Should see that. So Boulder City?
Boulder City's done. Rex Bell is done now.
Beautiful news.
Okay.
So what they did is they spent all the money.
We haven't broken ground here.
So they took the money that was designated for here and finished everybody else's project, and now they have no money to finish our project.
All right,
So how would you like our help? Do you want us to write emails? Do you want us to write letters? Do you just want us to show up? How can we best?
Can anybody get us a list of names for people to contact?
Yeah.
Names, phone numbers, addresses, email addresses.
I would imagine the school board, because that's who your players are going to be when it comes time.
But we need to get things, not be able to have to go home and try to convince everybody in the valley to look for that information. If we can hand them a piece of paper.
If I give you information, you can put it out and Facebook and stuff too. Do that.
Yes. And I don't know if I can use our mailing list here. Can I? I can use the CAC mailing list also. Whatever
I'll
else
put
I can.
And I think, doesn't Keystone have a humongous mailing list? Do you have access to that?
Yeah.
I can use that too. Could we contact Gail from the happenings and ask
yes.
her to?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Ask her if she can give us her email list.
And then when I hear from, so I'm going to keep all of you who are asking me questions on my list, so that when we hear from when it's going to be on that agenda, we can make sure we try to attend that meeting too.
So the two candidates for Clark County School District trustee for District F, which we are, is Callie Fox Miller, who has been to our meeting multiple times, and Danielle Ford are the two candidates.
Well, this is an election year, so the more pressure we put on them, believe me.
If you get them on board, then it's a lot better.
Yeah.
JD?
I was going to do my suggestion. Was Susan Bragger involved in any of this stuff in the beginning?
No.
No, but she's on her way out, so I was going to say, might even want to give her
not school board.
Do something before she goes, or the new person coming in.
Unfortunately, the school district is a separate entity, and we don't have a lot of pull.
Okay.
I will let her know what's going on, but it's a separate entity.
There's also a new superintendent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he has, just to let you guys know, he has something called Java with Jara. Is it Jara or Jara? Jara?
Probably Hara.
Hara, okay. And so if you go to the CCSD.net website. He has like a little video, I think, on there right now, and he's talking, he wants to hear from parents. And that's what this whole Java with, I think it's Java with Jarrah, because they did the JJ thing. And so he wants to hear about things, and his, I guess his goals right now are one team, anyway, to make kids number one. So take that and use it, because if we want to make kids number one, we definitely need to give them everything that, why do our kids have to suffer? Because in order for them to succeed, they need all that everybody else has.
Well, they've already approved all this stuff. It should be just follow through. I don't understand why you yanked that
up. Away. So we got to fight.
Okay, anything else on the list?
To get along. Anything else from schools that you know of?
Not at the moment.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Can we get a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
I don't have anything to report.
Okay. Nothing to report. Okay. Next would be Valley Electric.
Hi, I'm Deanna Green with Valley Electric. I just have an update with the broadband installation process. We're up to 166 people installed with broadband, happily using it. If anybody hasn't gotten it, you're still able to get it. There's plenty of room still on the towers. Just call the Valley Electric office and they can help you. Also, there are further services associated with the broadband internet that are available to everybody. It's telephone and television services, much like DirecTV, but it goes through your internet. But they are also available, and you can check those out online and also call the office.
Awesome.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, can you say your last name one more time?
Green, like the color.
That's what I thought.
Okay. That would make it Clark County Administrative Services turn.
That's good.
I don't have a whole lot. I don't have an update on Peace Park. My contact is out of town, so I don't have an update on what's going on there. But with the... Terrible's Travel Center in Jean, in case you were under a rock for the past week or so, it's open. It took longer than they expected. There was lots of, on a property like that, there's lots of moving parts. So I was working closely with them to get things going so that they could be open for the 4th. They are continuing to work on their Candyland area. So if you haven't been in there, it's gonna be in the front left corner there. It's really cool, there's a carousel and everything. They're going to have, they're hoping in the next 2 months to have White Castle up and running, and it's going to have a drive-through. I didn't know there was going to be a drive-through. It's going to have a drive-through. And it'll be in the back right corner, so if you don't want to have to deal with all the tourists in the front, there's a side entrance that'll go right into White Castle. So,
and do you know if they're going to be open 24 hours? I've had a lot of people ask
me
that.
Oh, I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay.
I imagine they would be, but...
It's almost a law for gaming for us to be open. The insurance goes way up if we're not.
Okay, I'll find out, but I imagine they would be. I mean,
it'd be silly if they wouldn't.
One thing that I have been pushing with, I've been lucky enough to meet with one of the Herbst family and the guy that runs Herbst Gaming and Herbst Oil, and I told them we need a discount on gas. I said, nobody here will stop there unless it's an emergency because your prices are ridiculous. And he goes, well, I won't stop here either. So they get it, but unfortunately, all of their gas sales go through Chevron, so they are not allowed to discount gas. So I gave them a few suggestions on ways they might be able to do it because, you know, my vast knowledge of gas sales. But I gave them a couple ideas of things I thought of. They are committed to it and want to try to make that happen. So I will not give up on that because I am very forgetful, if you know me, and I'm always running out of gas. Not literally running out, but getting low, and I would like to be able to stop there and pay a decent price for gas. And just a sec, Jamie. And they also are doing some grocery items like we asked for. And they said it'll be an evolving situation. So the more they see groceries being bought, grocery type items, like produce type things, there's a lot of flexibility in what they will stock. So, and those will be regular prices, the same prices in town. Of course, your candy bars and stuff that tourists buy are gonna be a little more because that's their market, but the grocery stuff will be the same price. So if you have suggestions, let me know. They are very open to ideas. So we get you, yes?
My suggestion is on the gas. Maybe have them come out and let people out here know that they're coming out and bringing gas gift cards or something to distribute to the locals, and then they don't have to give any discount. They're just giving us some free gas.
That's another idea. I will share all the ideas I can with them. Yes.
They need a cash register on the end of the building.
There will be. There's
getting a soda out of that thing requires about a 200-yard walk, and I don't have time to do that in the morning.
Okay. Well, I think eventually there's going to be cashiers, a bank of cashiers at every entrance, but they're still working on it. So. Okay. And I think that's all I have.
That's all you have?
Oh, Family Dollar. I talked to Family Dollar, and they have their plans ready. They've gotten their drainage study approved, which was a big deal. I told you that site had some drainage issues. The drainage study is approved. The traffic study is approved. They're ready to move to permits. So it is taking longer than expected, but it's still moving along. So just I'm going to help them as much as I can to get through that process because I'm excited about it too. So any questions for me?
Next year? It'll be open.
They don't have a date. I will tell you that the county right now is taking longer to review stuff because construction is booming. I mean, the lead times are really long right now. So, I mean, that's good for the economy, but it's bad for us that want our store. So so that they're suffering from that. It is taking longer to get plans out.
Megan, what about the splash pad? My grandkids keep asking.
I know, I said my guy's out of town. My contact's out of town. I wasn't able to get an update. Sorry.
Grant can't wait.
Okay, we have nothing for planning and zoning. It's general business time. To discuss this year's increased enforcement of illegal fireworks and the effect on Sandy Valley community. Now would be a time to note, were there any fires on the 4th?
First, I'd like to introduce Larry Haydew. Larry Haydew is the assistant fire chief of Clark County Fire, dealing with volunteer stations over the rural division. As far as fires in this area, yes, we ended up with 2 fires. With the put forward lighted and righted from the county commission, it pretty much had the impact on the community that we felt it was going to end up having, which was no one wanted to come to the park to light off some of the certain variety of fireworks that they had purchased. So we saw a huge increase of fireworks throughout the community, especially on the California side. With that, we ended up with 2 fires, like I said. And what that impacted, the impact that had for us, is that ends up taking all of our volunteers and removing them from their families during those festivities to go deal with that. I don't know what we can do to change, maybe ask for some kind of a variance. There was question about doing pyrotechnic license. However, a pyrotechnic license is going to be specific to the person who has that pyrotechnic license. That doesn't give a blanket for anyone to walk up and start shooting off fireworks because they're within proximity of that person. What we've done in years past, I think everyone here has seen the same thing. We have tried to contain it as much as we can. We come through, we do some pre-planning, we go out, we do the wet down of the desert around, and try to keep everyone contained to the ball field, as close to the infield as possible. In 22 years that I've been out here doing this for the fire department, we have had two fires in 22 years. With this new legend, with this new rule that they put forward, in one night we had two fires. So.
And where were those fires those 2 years?
One fire was in a trash can because someone didn't end to check their spent firework prior to throwing it into a steel drum that was provided for such reason. And the second one was a kid threw a Piccolo Pete into a tumbleweed. We walked over and actually stepped on the tumbleweed and put it out. That was so a safe and sane.
When he says two fires, the whole 2 years.
And they were the safe and sane when he started those.
Yeah. This one was unsafe and insane, so were launched. One was into a tree. And then another one was in the desert area.
So just to thinking out, you know, for discussion purposes, what we should try, maybe see if we can't get some sort of a launching permit or something.
A variance.
A variance or something of that, you know.
Is that possible?
I think that would have to be something that maybe Megan could get a better idea on an answer for.
Well,
because I don't have that answer.
When you talk about a variance or a waiver like that, that's for land use, and fireworks aren't covered in land use. Fireworks are a fire issue or a law enforcement issue. But Chief Hayden and I have been talking about this, and this was a tough year. This is a difficult situation, and one of my friends last year was one that got almost hit in the face with a firework last year because somebody wasn't doing it right. So there's a reason why they're illegal, because it can hurt, you know, people. But I also love fireworks too. So I mean, I get it. This is a really tough one. So Chief Hayden and I did a little brainstorming earlier in the week. And I will say that our metro officers did what they are required to do.
Right. No one's blaming them.
And I'm just putting that out there. Some people were. So I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, I know.
They have a job to do.
I heard all kinds of
things. Right, I know. And you know what? It's just like with any law we have, if people were responsible, we wouldn't have to have laws like that. But like I said, one of my good friends, right, if she had moved her head, it would have gone right in her face last year. So so Chief Hayden and I are going to do a little more brainstorming. He's got a couple ideas. I've got a couple ideas. Somebody gave him a different idea tonight. We are going to sit down with Chief Castle when he gets back from vacation, who is the chief of all of Clark County. And we're going to figure out how to do this, because you aren't the only community, small community, that has a fireworks show and wants to have a fireworks show. So Bunkerville this year did hire someone to come out and do the show for them. I have not had a chance to talk to a liaison for that area, but I don't know how much that costs, what's involved, I don't know. So I will be gathering that information.
Bunkerville got a lot more money than saying Valley.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's accurate, honestly. I don't know that that's accurate. They're a lot smaller than Sanity, heck of a lot smaller. So it may have been paid through a grant. Maybe they used the $500 for that instead. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. And I'm going to do my research.
$500 wouldn't cover his fee to come out here, much less the fireworks.
I don't know. Maybe they bought the fireworks and had someone that's licensed set them off. These are the things I don't know yet, and I'm going to do the research. So we have some ideas. If anybody else has ideas, let me know. You don't even have to do it tonight, but if you come up with something, yeah.
I have an idea.
Okay.
In the outfield, set up an area where it's roped off. This is where the stuff that is not technically legal, but fun.
The safe and lane can be on one side.
This is where you set those off. You must be 18 to enter there. You must go through a particular gate. If it is detected that you are under the influence, you will be rejected.
Okay.
And your fireworks taken from you.
Okay, that's one idea. We still have to...
Safe and sane can go off anywhere.
Okay, well, right. But even if we do that thing, they're still illegal. And that still puts law enforcement in a bind. Because they needed to be here because of what happened last year. So we're asking our law enforcement to be there to keep things safe, but not follow the rules of their job. And that isn't acceptable.
Well,
and if something were to happen and one of our guys did not write a citation, that would be terrible for our resident officer program. That would be terrible. because then it would look like favoritism. I mean, it's just...
It's detrimental.
It's really...
If somebody screws up, they should get the citation, not the entire community.
It wouldn't be the entire community, but it would be, but it would hurt one of our resident officers who we rely on and we love.
Well, I think the county ordinance needs to be revisited.
All right, let me give you the perspective of the fire department. Now, we didn't put this regulation into effect. I mean, this is the Board of County Commissioners who voted to put this in effect. The county commissioners are my fire chief's boss, and he has to follow their orders, same as Patrick. Right, so they put it out there, we have no choice but to enforce the rules. Even with the increased enforcement this year, in a 7-hour period from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. on July 4th, we were dispatched to 1,171 calls in a 7-hour period. That was 350 outside fires. That was 41 structure fires, buildings burned. 7 vehicle fires and 12 miscellaneous fires. 410 fires in 7 hours. Right? That's got to be a record. I've never seen anything like it in my entire 30 years in fire service. Now, is it fair that you guys fall under the same rules? Well, we all live in the same county. And we had 25,000, I brought a map of the complaints, but 25,000 complaints filed that evening from residents about illegal fireworks. 25,000. That's a lot more complaints about illegal fireworks than we're having complaints against the enforcement. So we're kind of
in that rock and roll.
I'm sorry?
You asked people to call
in.
Yeah,
there's a number.
You gave them a way to complain. Right. So of course those numbers are going to go up astronomically.
And nobody's going to call and complain, why am I not allowed to do something illegal? Because you're going to send an officer over to cause the problem.
You'd be surprised how many people have said, hey, you know, look on Facebook, there's rows and rows of people complaining about the enforcement. The bottom line is that under the International Fire Code, which is what Clark County adopts as a fire code, anything that goes in the air is illegal. It always has been. Now, the county... in its entirety has been kind of lax on enforcement. 20, 30 years, nobody really made a push to stop this. But it's getting so far out of hand, and it's getting people hurt. And we burned 41 houses this year. And I don't have the number of exactly how many of those were caused by an illegal firework, but I know of at least 5 families that were displaced because of the illegal fireworks. It's gotta stop. And when we were a small little town, and we didn't have the mass apocalypse that we have now, it was easier to get away with stuff. But now, as we grow, as there's more and more people, there's tons. We confiscated almost 2 tons of fireworks. Right? It's gotten out of hand. And the commission, rightfully so, answering the complaints of the citizens, is trying to get it back under control. Now, how we do it in the rural community, I'm not sure yet.
It sounds like we had the situation solved. We didn't burn anybody's house down.
And you're right. I think, you know,
only city people can't figure out how to do that.
No, but last year there were problems. At the park, there were problems with the illegal fireworks.
My daughter was burned.
Right.
Yeah, they're getting careless.
So it's not just structure fires. It's injuries, too.
And I have to make it publicly known that as the president of San Diego Valley Development Association, I requested Metro's presence.
Yes.
In our park.
Yeah.
For the safety of the children. And I will do that over and over because what took place last year, it can't happen. It can never happen again. What happened last year is pure luck that nobody lost an eye or was seriously injured. That was just pure luck.
But
we need to figure out a way to do it legally.
Hats off to our fire department. I mean, they had a plan worked really well. Again, it's not Metro's fault, we just put it in play, and they were charged with enforcement. I gave them direction as to what they could and couldn't do, and what Metro's role was going to be in. So we're all trying to work around it. Can we come up with a plan for the rural communities? I don't know.
Well, I think coming up with the way the county commission has put forth this ordinance, I think they need to revisit it and maybe put areas of designation that you can set off fireworks. I think that would be...
Like I just mentioned.
Well, in the...
The problem is they're fundamentally illegal.
Well, that's what I mean. They need to revisit.
International fire code, yeah.
But then why are these...
That's a really good question. That's what I understand. Why do they have a place right across the border? That's a really good question.
So we've tried to get Nye County to stop that, but it's all about the money.
Well, it's all about the money here, too.
The fireworks, I mean, the launching of fireworks, they launch in South Dakota, North Dakota, it's not illegal in none of those places. But it wasn't illegal in Clark County in the 70s, because I've been here since the 60s, until they launched that, because we used to shoot rope cannons at each other, not the cannons. Yeah. And we bought it to save the same
place. A lot of places that have laws regarding fireworks are small in population.
Like Sandy Valley.
Like us.
Well, so that's the bottom line. Fundamentally, they're illegal in the federal government, the state government, the county government. They're illegal. Anything that goes in the air is illegal.
Well, then how does the casinos get away with lighting off fireworks?
They have
licensed pyrotechnics.
With a trained and certified pyrotechnician.
But then it's still illegal.
Not for them.
Well, that's what we need to get.
Well, that allows one person to fire it.
Yeah. And, you know, I had lots of people during the fireworks tell me that they would be more than happy to give all their fireworks to one individual to be launched.
They can't do that.
They didn't have a problem with that at all. Right? Lots of people tell me they would be
fire code very specific about what they guy want. That's in charge, the pyrotechnic technician, has to make his own fireworks, and he's in charge of taking care of them, bringing them, disposing of them, and storing them.
It's
100%
of
money.
It
doesn't have to make
his
own. They have
to buy them from a reputable
hand.
They can make their own, too, but they have to be licensed to do that.
It's a wide process. And that was one of the things I suggested to Megan, is perhaps we can get a show at the park. If we could get funding to put shows at the parks in all our rural communities, maybe that helps solve
the
problem.
That's one of the ideas that's on the table. So I have a list going, and we're going to hash it out and see what we can talk about.
Like I told Megan, the good thing about this is we have 12 months of trying to come up with a solution.
And I was going to say, about 20 years ago or 15 years ago, somebody was looking into a pyrotech, but their job didn't allow them to do it. So maybe we could talk him into it again, because I don't think he would charge.
If we
saved the money, or if we were able to collect the money for the fireworks, I don't think the person would charge to put him off. Just saying. He wouldn't charge his, I don't know, hourly or whatever they charge, you know.
Sandy also would put up funding to send somebody in our community.
Yeah.
For that, so that we get a fireworks.
Do they have the Chinese Lantern Festival that goes off every year?
The what?
The Chinese Lantern Festival
Correct.
That goes off every year. And you're saying a permit can only be issued to a person, but yet those are...
There's thousands of those things
send
off.
And here's the deal.
No, they burn stuff
down. They're not specifically disallowed by the fire code.
So then...
They get a permit to hold that event. They get a permit to hold that event. They have a fire department stamp. Those lanterns are designed to go out and whatever to the ground. So that's why they're allowed to do that. Now, they're only allowed to do it on certain lanes. They're not allowed to do it in Clark County.
And would that be an option if we could look at that?
Yeah, what were they doing over there in the dry lake bed 2 years ago? They blocked traffic for 3 hours.
That's what she's talking about.
That's BLM.
But those don't explode, and it's on the other hand.
And so they did it.
We have lots of BLM
on the BLM land. Well, let me show you the first. Because fireworks are specifically prohibited on federal land.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So they got a permit from BLM to do the lanterns, but the snafu with the traffic forced them to move to the reservation, another non-county property. They've caused so many rule changes and cost so much money. They're coming back to the lake bed.
I got caught in that for 2 hours over there that night. I was so mad.
I've got copies of fire code stuff. If you guys really want to see it, is
there possibilities of noiseless fireworks for any chance? Noiseless?
No.
That's not the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
They have them in France.
But that's not what makes them illegal.
It's the fallout that's the problem.
My problem with fireworks is the noise, and it scares animals. And I run a dog rescue, and there's a lot of dogs out there. And July 5th is the worst day of the year for shelter situations. The dogs running away and scared, and the dogs getting hit by cars and traffic and all that stuff. So that's what I'm asking. Is there anybody that does noise with fireworks in this country? I know they do it in France.
The code still talks about anything that's launched.
Which brings up one of my main reasons for wanting the fireworks here. My horses don't stampede when they're set off here. I've had two horses injured over the past 4 years from people setting off fireworks
in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood. And I got all over him. He's agreed not to do it. He comes here now. Well, not this year.
Yeah, I get it. And like I said, you know, this thing kind of came on us kind of late. We did our best to get the word out. Obviously, you know, it didn't go very well. It had some rocks in the road here in the process. We have 12 months to try and figure out if there's a way around this. I don't know. The fire chief can't make this decision directly. He can have influence and input, but it's still going to go back to the Board of County Commissioners.
So I think they're going to need to.
They can't regulate something against the fire code or the law. They can't give you an approval to violate the law any more than the county board commissioners can tell you it's okay to go 100 miles an hour. They can't
do it. I don't know if you know, Shauna might need to come out for this question. What are the ways that you could do it in a park with a pyrotech license? Like how
those does park and rec have? That's okay.
You could hire somebody. My problem is who pays.
Right. And I need to see how Bunkerville did it, because it sounds like it was successful. So I'll be doing all that research. Just
have that. We have to look at how they do it in town. I mean, there's parks in town that have fireworks.
Yep.
We've got to find out who's making their talk about it. Who's paying for them? Right. Is it Parks and Rec? Is it the county? How is that being provided? Why can't we do that in selected rural communities?
And does it matter if it's the person setting them off? Is there a licensing process? Is there a training process? Those are the things we're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to work. Like I said, hopefully we've got 12 months.
Can we keep this on the agenda?
We can. I'll just keep it on my report.
It's on her report.
Anything else? All right. And again, thanks to you guys. You guys did great.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you. This period is devoted for comments by the general public. Does anybody have any announcements?
I just say that I will commend the enforcement, because at my end of the zigzag, no fireworks, no problems, no noise. It was nice and quiet. So
could be different next year.
Huh?
Anybody else?
Christine.
Okay. July 23rd through 27th, the Baptist Church is doing their vacation Bible school from 9 to 12, and they're feeding the kids lunch. And then July 30th to August 3rd, Sandy Valley Community Church is doing their vacation Bible school from 5 to 8:30, and they're feeding the kids dinner.
Anybody else have an announcement?
I'm going to run a button making class over the library. Excuse me, the library. The button making class at the library on July 21st from noon to 1. It's open to all ages. Every person who's coming is going to be able to make at least 3 buttons, and there'll be snacks and there'll be all treats. So just want to make sure that I mention that.
Nobody here from the senior center today, huh?
Can you repeat the date? I'm sorry.
Oh, I apologize. July 21st from noon to 1 at the library. Is free and snacks are provided.
Okay.
I did want to say one other thing. I wanted to thank you guys for supporting the 4-H group. On the 22nd, I'm sending 11 kids up to Reno for a week-long camp, and that was paid for by this community. Yeah, so thank you guys, and I'll bring them back to the next meeting. You guys all about it.
Yes, thank you.
And those sugar cookies have cost me a lot.
Hey.
Yeah. Nobody else? Donna?
Donna Alexander from the school. I don't, Megan, you tried to check to see if the architects got on for the next meeting here. Mm-hmm. They said they just filed today, so I know you didn't see it yet. I told them you didn't. They want to come out and explain about the elementary and the fields because of the county coding for sidewalks and streetlights. I said, oh, no, that will not work out there. Yeah. No, I already get complaints about the lights on the gym. So they're trying to get waivers for that. So I believe they will be at the next CAC meeting. And you guys will know when it gets on.
It'll be on the agenda.
Okay.
If they are submitted. Right.
Okay, that's it. Next meeting is August 14th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.
Aye.